Starting another brand new hour of the Steve Gruber Show live from Studio G right here in the heart of America. What a beautiful day it is, too. I'm Steve Gruber fighting for you from this foxhole of freedom. I'll tell you the truth, even if it hurts. God bless America. Let's do this. Three big things for this hour. Number one, it is tax day, my friends. Get out your wallet. Get out your checkbook. Get out the cheese because the government wants it. It's tax day. Number two, Donald Trump in an unprecedented trial will be in court today as jury selection begins for the former president, Donald Trump. That's right. That's happening in Manhattan. And number three, Iran and Israel. Iran and Israel. I mean, honestly, the attacks unprecedented over the weekend on Saturday. Iran sending hundreds of ballistic missiles and cruise missiles and drones at Israel. Almost none got there. And in a show of how isolated Iran truly is in the region, Jordan, Iraq, all assisted in shooting down these incoming missiles and so forth. The UK, the United States, also involved with protecting Israel from this unprecedented attack launched from Iranian territory. Not counting on proxies this time. Not Houthis, not Hezbollah, not Hamas. No, these came from Iran proper, and now Joe Biden groveling and asking Benjamin Netanyahu, do not respond, please. The fear, of course, is a wider war in the Middle East. And the bigger fear for Joe Biden is it's another war on his watch. And worse than that, a war on Iran would mean a problem with world oil prices. The price of gasoline is already going up every day, and politically speaking, that's already bad for Joe Biden, the most unpopular president in American history. But if gas is $5 a gallon come Election Day, it would almost certainly seal his fate of being a one-term president and giving Donald Trump a second term, only the second time in American history, non-consecutive terms. Grover Cleveland, of course, the other. And here it is, John Fetterman. This has turned out to be kind of odd. John Fetterman, who made it to the United States Senate despite suffering from a stroke and being, you know, in terrible condition, he turned out to be the outlier on many hot topics like the border. John Fetterman says our border has to be closed. Anything less than that is unacceptable. He's right. John Fetterman says he stands with Israel, period. No equivocating about two-state solutions or any of that. And he's right. In fact, here's more about what John Fetterman has to say about Israel and Joe Biden being, you know, squishy on the topic. It's bite 15. Listen to it.
The president is entitled to his own views and whatever he decides to do. But I would never capitulate to the fringe. I'll never pander to that as well. In fact, that helps, that empowers Hamas. And Hamas is, they're actually convinced that they are winning the PR war, and they're never going to negotiate at this point. They think that they're going to hold on to the very end. And I know why they're not willing to provide any kind of proof of life. And I don't know why there's not more of that conversation in the media. Like, what about the hostages? What's happened to them? Where are they now? And let's just bring them home. And then all of the harsh words should be directed at Hamas, which started this and now continues to hold all of over 100 Israeli hostages.
Yeah, nobody actually knows how many hostages there are. Israel asked for 40 to be returned, and Hamas says we don't have 40. It was believed they had about 250 still. They said they couldn't produce 40. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? Meanwhile, watching breaking news out of Australia, a large crowd of angry Christians surround the church where police are holding a knife suspect, stabbed four people, including the priest, during a church service in Sydney, Australia. This is breaking news now. Hundreds of people are angry, very angry. They want the suspect turned over to them. I've seen pictures of the suspect already grinning. And smiling at the camera. So I'm just following this in real time to keep you up to speed on what's happening there. It's the second stabbing in a few days. In a mall here a couple of days ago, six people killed, 18 more injured, possibly more. when a man went on a stabbing spree with a Bowie knife inside a mall there. This suspect, I think, is a bit different. That man had a history of mental illness, according to the... He was shot dead, by the way, the guy at the mall, shot dead by a police officer. This suspect is in custody, grinning for the camera, so we'll keep you up to speed on this. But New South Wales Police, in an update on X, 8:39 p.m. local time, just about an hour ago now, said it was responding to the reports of a number of people stabbed in a church in Wakeley. It's a suburb of Sydney. Victims all being treated on the scene. A male arrested. You wonder why this is happening in Australia. I've got some ideas. You know that London leads the world in multiple serial stabbers. London, why do you think that is? Probably do the math for me. But you've got this going on, and you've got terrorists all over. This is just another example of the West capitulating to DEI and ESG and all these other things. Look, when you bring people into your country that don't care about your country, well, I'll wait and see here what happens. I'll wait for the facts out of Australia, but I've seen a smiling assailant who's been arrested, grinning for the cameras. I can tell you what I've seen as far as that goes, and I can tell you it's you know, just gut-wrenching. So then you ask yourself, all right, what happens next year with, in fact, to Israel? Bring it full circle here. Benjamin Netanyahu Joe Biden begging Netanyahu to not respond to Iran. We'll see what happens there, but begging him not to respond. Will he respect that? I don't actually know. I don't actually know if he'll respect that or not, but that's the beg, that's the ask right now. That is the ask from Joe Biden. We'll keep an eye on that for you. Coming up in a moment here, we'll have Will Bodra from Community Construction in Southern Michigan talking about the difficulties, the challenges of being in the construction industry right now. How hard it is, right? How hard it really is. Americans have had enough of supporting companies that hate our values. And if you're tired of compromise, you're like me. It's time to switch to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. An example of putting the cause ahead of profits, and that's why I'm proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you get the same great coverage you're accustomed to, and you don't have to fund the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Constitution in general. And they have 100% U.S.-based customer service teams to help you and make it easy. Yes, they speak English. Keep your number, keep your phone, upgrade if you need. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Go to patriotmobile.com/Gruber or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation right now when you use the promo code Gruber. Free activation. patriotmobile.com/Gruber. patriotmobile.com/Gruber or call 972-PATRIOT. I'll take a break on the Steve Gruber Show. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
And we're off to somewhere.
To anywhere. Chatting about how Enbridge has invested in renewable energy projects
like solar. Right, that's what we're doing.
Yep, we're just two friends in a radio ad, letting everyone know these renewable energy projects can power more than 1 million homes.
It's the reason we're here, Zakiya.
It's the reason we exist, Mike.
So what happens when this commercial ends?
We say, tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service. Provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.